Hey, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of 10 Share Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, how goes thou?
All is good, bass. That is, unless you like things exactly the same week in, week out. Because I can tell you now, this ain't one of those weeks. Thanks to the arrival of a couple of new entries and some pretty incredible music out right now, we've got some serious musical chairs on tap this week, bass.
Yeah, bruh. I tell you, for the first time in a long time, we have movement in every single chart position, which means what? We have a brand new number one. We welcome new music this week from producer Michael Browning, guitarist Dan Wilson, and pianist Oren Evans, who has one of the baddest collaborative albums out right now. I can't wait to share it. So let's go ahead and get this thing underway for the week ending July 28th of 2023. Well, we get started this week with the latest release of saxophonist Eric Alexander, whom, up to this point, was long known as a great tenor saxophonist. Alexander came out of the pandemic holding and blowing a new axe, that of alto saxophone. Now, crazy enough, listening to his latest album, one would think that he was raised playing the alto sax. I mean, incredible. He records this latest project with not only a string ensemble conducted by Bill Dobbins, but also backed by his longtime pairing of David Hazeltine on piano, John Weber on bass, and old Joe Farnsworth keeping time on the drums. They perform 6 classic ballads and 1 original. Here is Eric Alexander with A New Beginning, alto strings with sax. It slips to the number 10 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
one of the greats, and let me tell you, man, him with strings, one heck of a combination. Eric Alexander, A New Beginning, alto sax with strings. It could be found on High Note Records, and it lands in the number 10 position this week here on our survey. LaRue.
All right, thank you, bass man. Well, producer, pianist, and songwriter Michael Broening has been writing and producing music for countless contemporary jazz talent, including George Benson, Waymon Tisdale, Marion Meadows, Nick Colleone, Brian Simpson, Althea Renee, and many, many more. Broening is a Los Angeles native who works these days from his Beehive recording studio in Phoenix, where he serves as both producer and engineer. His latest release is, in fact, his debut as a leader and features 10 tracks. It serves as the full-length end result, if you will, of a process that has Michael intentionally easing fans into his recent work, one single at a time. Special guests on the album include saxophonist Marion Meadows, flautist Althea Renee, trumpeter Lynn Roundtree, and more. It's Grammy winner Michael Broening right here with Never Too Late. His latest album on the Trippin' and Rhythm label makes its debut in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. there you have it, the debut full-length release from pianist, songwriter Michael Browning. You'll find it on the Trippin' and Rhythm labels called Never Too Late, making its debut in the number 9 spot here on The Countdown. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, let me extend the invitation to your family for you to stay connected with us throughout the week via social media. We are on both Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. Photos, videos, links to reviews, as well as the playlist, so that you know exactly what you've heard from week to week. And you can always DM us or drop us a line and let us know where you're listening to us around the country and around the world. Well, the Red Door. You ever been riding down the street and see one of those? I mean, they demand your attention as they've been long associated with the exploration and discovery, if you will. Pianist Oren Evans has taken us on a collaborative exploration of opening red doors that lead to history, inspiration, and friendship. He's in a couple of different settings here, featuring both Nicholas Payton and Wallace Roney on trumpet, Gary Thomas on tenor saxophone and flute, Larry McKenna on tenor, bassist Robert Hurst and the great Buster Williams, while Marvin Smitty Smith and Gene Jackson take care of the drums. The album is sequenced to flow as a compelling musical conversation, with two of my favorite vocalists featured here, Sy Smith and Jasmia Horn. Let's go ahead and give it a knock, if you will. Here is Oren Evans with The Red Door, making its debut in the number 8 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
man, let me tell you, there are so many gems on this. I cannot wait to play more for you. Hopefully you enjoyed that. It is pianist Orrin Evans, The Red Door. It's on Smoke Session Records and lands in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Alrighty, thank you, Bass. Well, since becoming a member of the Trippin' and Rhythm Records family in 2009, New York native and trumpeter Cindy Bradley has blossomed into a powerful and charismatic presence on contemporary jazz radio and on the festival circuit, with 7 number 1 Billboard singles to boot along the way. What's more, Cindy has also applied her skills and background in a way to inspire future generations. She's conducted hundreds of jazz workshops at high school and community colleges all over the country and earned a master's degree in educational leadership. Well, Bradley is back with her first full-length album in about 4 years. It's a 10-track project that features all original tunes produced under the skillful auspices of Greg Manning. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley with her latest for Trippin' and Rhythm. It's called Promise, and it's in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
trumpeter Cindy Bradley with her signature pink trumpet doing all that work on her latest for Trippin' in Rhythm called Promise. It's in the number 7 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Loving that Cindy Bradley, my. Family, let me tell you, there are some incredible new albums out right now. And this next one is definitely in that bag. It comes from Akron, Ohio-born guitarist Dan Wilson. Dan was heavily influenced by his predecessors of the instrument, Wes Montgomery, George Benson, Joe Pass, Charlie Christian, and more. And it all comes through in his playing. Through touring with the late great organist Joey DeFrancesco, he met bassist Christian McBride, who then invited him out on the road with him. Christian now co-produces this album and released it on his Brother Mister imprint. Now, this is a quartet release with a few originals and some reimaginations of tunes by Freddie Hubbard, McCoy Tyner, even Stevelin Morris. Now, thematically, this album is centered around the shock of losing people central to his upbringing, so it's some therapy, if you will. It is guitarist Dan Wilson with his 4th album as a leader, Things Eternal, debuting in the number 6 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Some very fine playing right there. A lot to get into on this album. Do check it out. It is called Things Eternal on the Brother Mr. Productions and Mac Avenue Records. Dan Wilson doing work on guitar. He's in the number 6 spot this week here on our survey. Well, family, we have 5 more to go, and yes, musical chairs throughout the show. Whatever was there last week is not there this week. I can guarantee you that, and we have a brand new number 1 coming your way. Who shall it be? Adam Hawley, Brian Simpson, Lynn Rountree? I don't know, but you will in just about 30 minutes. Keep it where you have it as the Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.